Blog Talk Radio.
I got the pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. But she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Wind up my body, baby, wind up. She tell me, say, my love, make her wind up. She tell me, say, my love, make her climax. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her move. They move, they make her feel alright now. Your body calling me right now. Girl, so many things in my mind now. Make it suck, make a fuck, baby, right now. I've been waiting for tonight. Where the energy feels right. Where my touch make it feel right. Since tonight we come alive, live. Make me drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby girl, you mean a lot to me.
I got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress.
She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love.
Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress.
She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
She tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright.
Yeah, she tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright.
After the baby, me and my baby, yeah, we cuddle every night.
She dey ride like a bike, riding 1,000 miles.
Lady, why she riding, and she gentle when she ride.
These guys want to make my womb cry. These ones show me when they pass my eye. When they matter about us, baby, can I go down?
I'll be waiting for tonight, yeah.
She say we should be the money, yeah.
She say we should get the stamina. I'm warming up, I'm getting warming
up. Make a drink up while we reminisce.
Hola.
Say a prayer for our enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Say my love, now your remedy.
Oh, yeah.
Baby girl, you mean a lot to me.
Well, I got the pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love.
Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress.
She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
Show me one thing that got you tripping. Show me one thing they make you want some more. South London girl make me tripping. South London girl, they make my set the bar. Got my to my Asian girl. I said I big up my Jamaican girl. I said I big up my African girl.
I got a lady from my yard, we know they make me red.
I got a pretty, pretty lady, we know like no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love.
Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress.
She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
Positive vibes we keep creating, yeah.
that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies, I told you so, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me close. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She move to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it turn up the song. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes that we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining in light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining in light, oh yeah.
But your past don't exist, got a pad on your list, got a pad on your lot. Calabasas ain't the move, that's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot, you forgot what you got.
Hold up, roses. I recommend I'm on with a goose. I recommend a beer for the juices. I recommend you live with the truth. Psychedelic views and affinity pools, you're checking out. Once I sweat, you edges out. Head down like vanity, I got the fuck ups, I got the damage fees, I got the gold dust, I got the anesthesia. When you chose us, this ain't a fantasy, we about to go up. See at the hand of me, never got no love, but understand to me, maybe come hold us and
baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Take all my coin, do you promise to stay? If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me? Do you really? Do you really?
Welcome, 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 everybody. This is Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Stanley Man Phillips. How you doing, Stan?
Oh, I'm doing great, young lady. How are you?
I am. Aside from sore knees and other aches and pains and pills, if you'd like to compare, I'm good.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is Poetic Therapy, and you are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? I ain't even going to ask you. I don't know. You might surprise me, Stan. I got my Raw Links. You got yours yet?
No, I haven't got mine yet. And I knew you were going to ask.
Well, at least you're honest.
And it's not that the jewelry's not beautiful. It is beautiful. I'm just not a jewelry person. I don't own a necklace, a ring, or nothing.
Really? Okay. You're not me for real. Okay. No talisman or nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. All right, for real, you heard that, right? We're gonna have to kidnap him, hold him down, and put a permanent Raw Link on him somewhere.
Wait a
minute. He said
he
don't wear none. You hear that, for real? Oh man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to participate, the dial in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 if you'd like to be heard. Participate. We love you too. This is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation or some open mic poetry. It's your choice. But we still want you to spit a piece. You know, there's no topic of discussion, no specific subject matter. We just want you to come in here and relax and let your hair down like the song says. So, Stan, before we get into this piece, I got to send out a shout-out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox. Without him, there would be no us. So thank you, love. Now, Stan, you know what? I know you brought something. I know you did.
Of course.
Well, I'd like you to read it, and I'm pretty sure our callers and listeners would like you to spit that awesome piece as well. What do you say?
I'll be my pleasure.
Well, the mic is yours.
Coming off a quote of a Zen proverb, the bird of paradise lands only on the hand that does not grasp. And this is freed love. Love can lead one to obsession. To possess becomes our passion. And tightly to our hearts we take a hold. Desperately we cling to others, as if infant clutching onto mother. None wants to be alone. Solitude's cold. But love, a living, breathing entity, needs space to grow and find identity. And can blossom out to its full potential. Held too long, not having liberty, can stifle the life of soul-born entity. A heart's choice, a paramount essential. So in your ardor, do have a care. Realize the gift of time is shared. But all souls need their space if love proceed. No golden cage or too firm grip. Wherever hold measure or eclipse, the heart choosing you did so because it's freed in peace.
Well, that's poetry. God, you make yourself so good. Man, Stan, you know what? I told you that I am a fan of Poe. I love Edgar Allan Poe. almost all of his stuff. Well, what's popular anyway. I don't know all of his stuff, but every time I listen to you spit a piece, I don't care what it is. You could say, the cow jumped over the moon, and it would still sound so refined and so distinct. I love it. I love your piece, man. That was awesome. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Well, my pleasure.
You know what? I tried and tried today. I wrote a little bit of something, but I got nothing. So I'm going to grab something I wrote the other night, and I'll read that. And I call my dream within dreams. His eyes painted forever in my soul, outlining my subconscious with imagery and thoughts of perfected love. He doesn't realize he's affecting me. So sometimes I wonder, is his heart just as lost as I am? Spending nights waiting for that guiding light to lead the way to the right one. My skin whispers for help away from the loneliness, yet to crave exists. So I go out under the sun to soothe it. Maybe I just feel too much. I make promises to myself not to fall so deep, but break them like shattered glass in my love storm of longing for him to share my nights. Not feeling sorry for my soul that it must go unsatisfied, but my body without the joy it longs for. If he could hear, could feel my heartbeat, he would speak the words, "I will not let you go, and forever you shall remain in my arms. I am here, but I only know him in my dream within dream, chasing a dream. Still, like the sun dancing on ripples through water, thoughts of him put a sparkle in my eyes." And that's that piece.
Oh, man. You are such a total romantic. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
right now, Larry Maddox is in sappy heaven right now.
You know, yes, that was sappy. Yes, it was. And you know what? I don't think about that word until I hear y'all say it. Yeah, he probably is, more than likely. But let's go open up this first mic to my diva, my lovely co-host, the Love Zone, Miss VIP. Hey, diva, hey, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight, lady?
Hey, diva, I'm fine. Hey, Stan, how you doing?
Doing very well, Miss VIP. It's a pleasure to hear you.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, I was going to say the same. You know I'm a fan.
Always. Okay.
You and Danielle kicked it out. Great start to the show.
Thank you. So how's it going with you this week, Lara? What's on your mind?
I'm hanging in there. You know. But just been pensive about this week, you know, was a little bit last week and this week. I've just been pensive, and I do have something on my mind.
Okay. Well, if you want to share it, you know, I'm all ears, honey. It's all right. That's
there you
what
go.
Poetic Therapy is about, you know.
Yes, indeed. This piece is untitled, as usual. All right.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I thought my purpose was to spread the good news, make an impact on someone's life. Nowadays, I've changed my views. I'm here to work, pay bills, and mind my business while trying to survive in a world full of hatred and strife, where most people don't give a damn. Yet here I am trying to stay sane where some of another color think they're superior over us, not truly thinking, believing they're invincible. If shot, wouldn't we all bleed the same? I tire of the violence, yet if provoked, there's no straddling defense. I'm going in. I'm not my ancestors. There's still a long way to go from Martin and Malcolm X's vision. We were meant to be a melting pot, in spite of all of our sex division. I'm telling you again, I'm tired of the violence. Where is the love that's supposed to make the world go round? When someone's in need, there's no one to be found. Or when an incident happens, everyone's recording it on their phone. And how sad it is when it's over. That person will never again go home. So bring prayer back in schools. Teach equality, equity, and inclusion before the world ends in revolution, before we stay in disillusion, confusion, and the income in dissolution. And that's that piece.
Not one lie told. Not one lie told. Girl, there's so many of us out there that feel the exact same way, honey. Exact same way. When they tried to take God out the equation, everything just went awry and got chaotic. That was an awesome piece. I like that.
Well, thank you. I just finished it before the show.
Refreshing.
I was having problems.
Refreshing, yes.
Yeah, I was having problems finishing it, you know, but I finished.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's the point. This is 2021, mm-hmm. not 1921. Mm-hmm. What the hell is wrong with us?
How many people just have lost touch with themselves? They don't even love themselves anymore. If you don't love yourself, you ain't got no love for nobody else, man. That's pretty much what it is. Nope, don't care. Don't have any sense of value.
Mm-hmm.
No sense of value, no sense of future, nothing. You know, and it's sad. It really is sad. But luckily, there's still some of us out there that want to make this difference and still have a strong belief and basic love for humanity. So it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
That one's for you, for real.
There you go.
Just thank you so much, Diva. But before I let you go, love, you know I need to know. Why don't you tell everybody what's going on over there on Wednesday night?
Wednesday nights has become thought-provoking. Very thought-provoking, mm-hmm. but we still have our fun in between. My lovely co-host, La Perla Negra, which is you. We are in the Love Zone every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think this week, next week, we're going to step on some toes. So y'all get ready.
Uh-oh.
So the dialing number, of course, is 319-527-6300, and y'all press 1 to be heard around the world. We're on almost all platforms in the universe, right?
Yes, we are. I can't call platforms. That's up to the station manager. Unfortunately, he's not on here tonight, but he will give it to you on the other night that he's on. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Diva. Thank you so much. I can't wait to hear
you.
You've been getting me hyped talking about it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be something else. I can't wait, y'all. I'm in the dark just like y'all are, and I'm the co-host with her. So we all got to wait. Okay, we all got to wait. So, my Diva, I'm gonna set you over there in the therapist's office, and you know you can grab a glass of wine. He's been waiting for you. He said you still got some unfinished conversation, and you was on a specific topic. He's interested in hearing
more
the rest of your story. Uh-oh. Well,
all
I ain't allowed to bring in no liquor over there, okay? Get me in trouble with the state board. So you go on over there and talk to him.
All
be
right.
Back. Put your feet up, kick your socks off, baby. What love,
all right, man.
That was that was pretty awesome. I like that piece.
Yes,
man.
It was.
Right. I don't hear her do a lot of conscious pieces or political pieces, but that was pretty good. I like that. Now we're going to go over here. Uh-oh. Guess who we got up next? Well, I already knew. We got the Epiphany, for real, though. How you doing, for real? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
What it do? Take your socks off, La Perla Negra, get to our sis. Stanley the man, what it do, bro? What it do, man?
Stanley, oh, man, it's doing extra well tonight.
Hey, Stanley, man, I know you said you don't wear jewelry and all that kind of stuff. It's all good. You ain't got to look at this as a piece of jewelry, pal. Just look at it as a salute from all of us to you, man, within this poetry community. We need you to put that on, and, man, you know, it's a gift from Rawlings, a.k.a. Epiphany Radio and all the hosts, your brothers and your sisters. So I'm going to need your wrist measurements so you can, because I'm getting tired of Danielle asking you. And you're like, well, I don't even know what that is. What the fuck is a Rawlings? You know what I'm saying? So
I
got to end that. I'll talk to you after the show, bro. We got to, you know, work on that.
All right. Just think of it as good healing. Because, I mean, good energy with healing properties in it. That's what it is. That's all. That's what it is. That's the best, man.
Yeah, we can't
do
you well,
for
bro.
Real?
We just can't be well. I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing pretty well. I'm loving the vibe of the show, from the start with the music and everything to the poetry. I've heard Miss VIP, she was very sensuous in that, in the way she did that consciousness piece. I still hear like moaning within her voice. I can hear her heart beating. I know what she moves. I feel what
there you go.
I know what she moves. Hello. Shout out to Miss Riap.
You had to take it left. That was a nice piece, though. Like I said, I very rarely hear her do a conscious piece, but that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And
she's been showing some growth lately. I've been listening to her poetry. Her flow has changed, and her cadence slightly. Her flow has changed. And, you know, she always spit her pieces like matter of fact, like, you know, right at your back, like that, you know.
Okay.
But her writing has gotten deep. She must have been sneaking into the Soul Cafe, getting her practice.
She
make me want a real hard too. I start breathing real heavy sometimes when I'm listening to her voice.
We cut up.
I'm just saying slightly.
Okay. That's all right. It's all right. I can dig it. I can definitely dig it. So,
that's good.
What you know, before you get into your piece, why don't you tell us what you got going on over there on the Soul Cafe Monday night?
Hey, look, let me tell you about it. We go over there and we have some fun. We listen to some neo soul, hip hop, R&B, jazz, and all that good stuff, right? We mix it up with some poetry. Y'all bring that poetry, any kind of piece you like. The first hour of the program is dedicated to open mic. We would like for y'all to get there, you know, on time and early so that we can then get into what we call pick up the pen, where we create some pieces right there on the spot, right amongst each other, sharing in each other's creativity and what leads us to write, whether it be visual or vibration. So we do some things like that, and we always have fun with that. Don't be afraid to pick up your pen. And that's hosted by myself, La Perla Negra, the one and only poetic Van Meadows, and essentially Janice, a.k.a. Penny. Hey, check us out Monday nights, man. We have a lot of fun. That's what it's all about. Neil, so.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Y'all make sure y'all come on over there. We got a new seat and everything for you to sit on. You'll love it. The music is pumping. The energy is vibing. It's all good over there.
I think
y'all definitely.
It's my turn. Isn't it my turn to name the seat this week?
Yes, because you did give it. You let Poetic have total autonomy of it, and nobody else got a chance like that. So, yeah. But, you know, I'm putting my hand up because I want a chance, too.
Because you named it the week before that, Danielle, so I don't even know why you want to say
that.
I did. You called it the Chair of Shangri-La, okay?
I sure did. I apologize.
Thank you.
I really did. For my passive aggressiveness, I apologize.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying, Stan? See what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. Now, for real, I know you brought in something wonderful to because you are
I'm
a
sure
powerhouse.
Oh, thank you. I'm not sure if this is wonderful or anything like that. I'm not even sure of the purpose or the reason why I wrote this, but I was led to write it. If you guys can understand, I hope you understand what this is about as I try to get as dramatic in doing this as possible. This is titled Loose Leaf Sheets.
Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. Loose Leaf Sheets. Pain. To those who ever felt it, to those many who fell to it, its harshness, the tremendous hardships, this thing that drains you, takes you away from the world, it restrains you, leaves you handcuffed to yourself, arrests you, isolates and detains you. This thing is painful. So when you can push through, take what's on your mind and what's been holding you, apply those thoughts on the lines on them blank sheets that lie before you. Loose leaf sheets. Its release will lead you. It's the cure to. So when you feel like it's killing you, the thoughts of that old flame and how that asshole left you, be the pen and grab poetry's hand and let it move you. Allow it to glide across them lines, expressing what binds you on these sheets. Loose leaf sheets. Fuck the pain. It doesn't define you. But pain is a hell of a thing in how it allowed to motivate you. It can push you further or it can destroy you. It can move you forward into something that is beautiful or it can leave you. When shit all around me became polluted, stained, ugly, disconstructed, poetry became my cure, my muse. That open door, that window to a world so beautiful. I don't want to be stuck in life's rear view. When I write, it drives me beautiful. I move on cruise down highways, byways, down streets and avenues. My pen creates things beautiful. It takes me down creeks and streams and oceans too. My pen makes things beautiful. Beautiful. Did I say beautiful? Do. It lifts me high above cliffs, through storms and dunes. Shit. Poetry has taken me to the moon. When I imagined it, then wrote about it. When I sit back and think about the ink, poetry has given voice to. Poetry has given voice to too many muted voices. Beautiful. When I sat down to write this piece, I thank God for introducing me to poetry. See, I bleed poetry. Poetry is me. I swear that I see poetry visibly all around me. Poetry gave birth to me. I smell it. I can taste it. I feel it. It fills me spiritually, rejuvenates me to the Most God. To God be the glory, my testimony. When I was losing my mind and to numb the pain, I got hooked on getting high. I drank, I dipped and dabbed, and I
smoke crack after work and after Sunday on Sundays after church because I was out of control, but I was trying to find God, but the weeds left me blind. I was twisted all the time. I could no longer see, but I, down on my face, I was broke, knowing full well that one day I would break, and I surrendered to the Most High. He was there for me when I wasn't for myself, and I wrote about it on loose leaf sheets, later scattered parts of me, the inner parts of me. Lord, I wonder sometimes, do you honestly see me or hear my cries? Through poetry, line by line, line by line after line, line by line. Life is like this. Life is like loose leaf sheets full of pain, where the enemy is written down. Poetry. Poetry makes me feel like God when I create. Poetry. You ask me why I chose poetry. See, I didn't. Poetry chose me. Beautiful. Did I say beautiful? Loose leaf sheets. Where I leave the pieces of me through poetry. Loose leaf sheets. For real.
Wow,
man.
Ben, you want to go ahead with this one first? Goodness. Wow.
I'm going to tell you now, that is someone who is totally devoted to the art, totally committed. That was great, Larry. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Stan.
That piece right there was like, oh, it took me up, it took me down, then it brought me back up again, loose leaf sheets. First thing it takes me to is I see the book, I see the binder, right? And I see you writing, but what I see coming out of your pen is not regular black or blue ink. I see it in different colors, different words in different colors. I see the ink flow, just flowing, flowing, flowing. And you said you know, poetry makes you feel like God. And I understand that because it's our babies that we are birthing, flowing through that pen point. That piece right there was awesome and just a spectacular performance, as always, as well. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Man, that's what's up. Now, Pharrell, I want you to behave yourself.
Yes.
I'm going to send you over to the therapist's office, but I'm going to send you next door with my female therapist because she doesn't get too many visitors over there. Everybody likes to go over there and see Guy and talk to him, I think because he was there first. But there's a bottle of wine on the when you first go in, you know, go in there, put your feet up, take your socks off, and have a conversation with my therapist.
I sure will.
Okay.
I sure will.
Right.
Hey, I'll continue to be here, get my massage and all that good stuff. One love, baby, baby.
One love.
One last day, one love.
Baby, baby. Wow. Wow. I'm trying to tell you, he is a powerhouse. It's a reason why his name is For Real, the poet. Okay. He's just awesome. Okay. And we're going to go from For Real, the poet, to Rebel Jones. Why is this not opening up? I don't know. What's wrong with this tablet? Oh, see, it's acting a fool. It don't want to open up the microphone.
Hello, hello.
Okay. There we go. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing?
The I called it extra early. So the piece I was going to bring with me, I scratched that, and I wrote a piece while I was waiting to spit that I'm going to go with.
Well, that's all right, too.
And it's a
mixture.
And I've had the time to integrate it into something I wrote a couple years ago.
Oh, awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear this, Pete. That's what's up.
It's called The Art. It's called The Art of Art.
Well, the mic is yours.
And by the way, how you doing, Stanley?
Oh, tonight it's on, man. Everybody's bringing it. And I love
I've
that
I've never called
title.
Into your show before, brother. This is my first time calling in while you've been a host, brother. So.
Well, I am glad you're here. I'll tell you what, that title's got me intrigued.
All right, well, here it goes. The Art of Art. See, time to go back to sleep. But why should I? And a better question, why would I? The magic's so intrusive, I have the intense need to keep it in me. With the pen in hand and an extension of me, the magic of magician's ink well runs so deep within me. The words I use are pre-painted mentally long before they're out on the loose leaf. These visions I write at times, they seduce me and subdue me, reduce me to mere molecules and sends me to a place of pure solitude. To show me the things that I write to you, this magic I speak of is to introduce my light to the light in you, to awaken you to a truth so true that the magic will soon awaken in you too. See, questions that I ask this magic that grows so deep in me. What happens when memories and tears mix with lose themselves in the past and time and breezes of eternity? What happens when the alchemical properties of our human makeup fuse with the cosmos and a little green leaf creating fantastic dreams and fantasies? Perhaps a painter, song singer, a poet, or some magnificent imaginative souls are created, fated to paint the beauty that we live, create the love and the pain we feel and give through a divine giving gift. I sift through the thoughts and their depth. I gift each one of them their deserved attention and present them my descriptive written perception of the tales they've told. You see, there's art in the memories of our souls. If you look deep enough and listen, diving deep within self to find the magic inside that would eventually unfold and explode in a beautiful creative display of artistic waves that just seem to flow. And when presented to your eyes, ears, minds, and fellow souls, you will never forget and will catch insight into worlds beyond this three-dimensional. And that's their piece.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Yo. And you say you combined that with a piece from a few years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
that,
man.
That was strong.
I wrote that in like a half an hour right now while I was waiting to go.
Yo, we got more fresh ink and it's coming out powerful. Y'all are coming strong tonight. Yo,
thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man. Well, guess what? Do not be a stranger, okay? It's always
no.
Open, Mike.
I will try not to. You know, I wish I could call into shows every night, but I got such a busy life. I just bought a house. My wife just had surgery, and I'm raising three boys, you know, and then I got a daughter on her way. I got a whole lot on my plate. So I call when I can. You know, I get in when I can and everything, but it's always
That's
a pleasure
understandable.
To be able to.
Oh, yes, and it's always a pleasure to have you on. Like I said, it's always an open mic here for you, whenever, okay? And I'm going to throw
Thank
some
you.
Prayers up there for you, okay? And congratulations
Thank you.
on the house. Uh-huh.
I also want to say before I leave, thank you, everybody, mm-hmm. beautiful people, for waking up today.
Oh,
there you
thank
go.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, definitely. All right, Reverend, I'm going to set you over in the therapist's office. You might have to wait a second. Or you can go next door and wait until For Real comes out of the office.
If you got a 420-friendly therapist, if you got a smoke-friendly therapist, I'd be good with that.
You got to ask her. She might be willing to let you, you know, sneak a couple trees up in there. You know, talk to her and see. She's pretty nice. She's pretty
no
nice.
No doubt. Y'all have a wonderful
okay.
night.
You
too.
All
man.
Right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about right there. Stan, before I open up this next mic, okay, I'm gonna do this real quick, all right?
Oh, that's fine.
This is Tiffany Radio, the real entertainment network. Be amazing. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing studio to the
other.
Epiphany.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Stanley Stan the Man Phillips. This is a place where you can call in and relieve some mental stress. You know, talk about what's on your mind. Give us some of that awesome open mic poetry. Now, we're going to open up this next microphone to, this is the Wordsmith, C-34 Music. How you doing, C-Double? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
I am doing quite well, and my music mind has figured out something between you two.
What is that?
La Perla Negra, I just figured out a music style that it kind of reminds me of. You kind of remind me of Michelle and Dago Cello, except you're Strictly Dickly.
Wow.
And Natalie
okay.
the Flowis is Stewart. That's
hey,
what
I'm a
it's
fan
got that
of
smooth. You, it's that smooth, seductive style that's just like inviting, but you got the control over the whole thing.
Sound like my speed. That sound like my speed, Stan. That's what's up.
Yeah. And Stan the Man, you got that Bob James with Michael Franks type of vibe going on. It's just smoothed out. It's like, you know that theme song from Taxi?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that too laid back. Yes. Man, you just brought back memories, man. Taxi was one of my favorite sitcoms. Okay.
Yeah.
Along with Cheers and just a lot of other shows back then, Hill Street Blues, all of that, man. I used to, took me way, way back. And I'm hearing all the new songs to each show, okay? Thank you for that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Wow. That's awesome, man.
You're very
How
welcome.
You doing, love?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing quite well. Also, For Real the Poet and Miss VIP, I'm going to have to get the playback of that because it was sounding good, but I had to take care of stuff at the job, so I didn't get it all, so I'm going to have to get the playback. And
you're
Rebel
definitely
P.
definitely going to enjoy it.
And Rebel P. That's my brother. That's my brother. Straight up.
I've been a fan for a minute now. I know he don't know, but he knows now. I'm definitely.
But as for myself, yeah, I need therapy because I don't want to go off the ledge things I may have to address. And I don't know, the past few times I've been on, it's been like a venom in me that's saying, I got to let you know. And this is no exception. And I don't mean to. And I don't mean to talk about this person and that person, but you know what? Sometimes you just don't get the hint.
Look, you got to get it off your chest. Pressure burst pipe.
Yep.
Okay?
Yes.
This is why we have orifice for outlet. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. This piece is called I'm Just Being Honest. Hey, listen. This message is subliminal to the point of criminal. I'm not here to disrespect you, yet it's intentional in its present tense. Your anxiety in trying to speak the lines you wrote is depressing me. I don't mean to insult you, but you've become my personal vulture, swooping down on what I love to do in order to render me vulnerable. It's despicable and vulgar to the point that it's scolding me. But you know where this is going, so. In this message of poetry, I see you don't have the capacity to comprehend. I will not have sex with Drew Carey in a dress. You sitting here trying to impress the studio audience with knowledge mixed with naughtiness, but you bore them being monotone. We're snoring halfway through your monologue and you're so unpopular. Your massengill floral scent can't disguise the skid marks in your drawers. Crickets, no applause. Critics among the crowd. Your ego comes through the door like deja vu. You've been here before. You turned this show into a mausoleum and a morgue. I tilt my head like CSI Miami's Horatio Caine while examining the decomposing remains. I've become the clone of Danny Glover. I'm too old for this shift in my lanes. I've had it with these female monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. Even the Kardashians are taking lessons from you on how to kill, manipulate a man, especially someone like me. Draped in this delectable caramel color. Why'd you go oops upside my head, yearning for my love early in the morning, burning rubbers? Whether raw or condoms, going inside you would be a problem filled with condemnation. You don't meet my standards or mandates, so I won't be the man who dates you. Even if I was sedated like the Ramones, punk rocking out, eating ramen, doing origami, seeing double arigato while they miss the robot, yo. You will not stop the show. You will not snatch my soul. Exhaling my blunt like Monica Lewinsky because there's got to be a morning after and I'll need a lawyer for my injuries. Send me to Nicaragua, please. Give me a lobotomy. Put me on the Jerry Lewis telethon and God, just get me out of here. Maybe I was just too nice. Now she made me her Santa Claus. But I'd rather be Peter Brady needing a time to change from this girl who looks like pork chops and applesauce. Because your camel toe breath, camouflage. I'm done with this episode, paparazzi. I got Popeyes. Now turn the camera off. In peace.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say you've had enough of that person.
You think?
Just guessing.
Damn. Damn. You went in. Man. Oh, wait a minute. Can you go back to the part where you said you were tired of, what was it? Something throughout the Monday throughout the week. What? Wait, what was it?
I gave you the Samuel L. Jackson TV edit version of Snakes on the Plane. I've had it with this female monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Yes.
Monkey fighting. I love it. You, man, y'all are coming super, super strong tonight. I don't know what happened, I'm loving this. I am loving this energy, these pieces, and the way y'all are bringing them, the way you are flowing with them. This is, man, oh, man, it just keeps getting better and better. But you went in.
Leave it to
you,
Ray. And I was going to ask him, I was going to say, now, come on, man, tell us what you really think. Oh, yeah.
Right.
You
have
no doubt. You have camel-toed breath. Holy shit.
I told you that Massengill floral scent ain't helping. I'm just saying.
Look.
Oh, my God. Yo,
I'm
Shug
Avery up in here. I'm married now.
That's Shug.
Wow.
You told Hot Pole to beat me.
Yo, my God.
Over, should I say, this woman. That piece was awesome, and you brought it. You really, really brought it.
I'm going to put it this way.
Yes.
Whoever this individual is, right now I think you're standing in a smoldering crater.
No, I think I've got cleansed.
Yeah,
okay.
I think you did.
That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah. That's what's out. Oh, man. Thank you so much.
Man, you talk about a
perfect.
That was napalm.
Yeah, you got that right. The phoenix has risen from the ashes, yo. You got that's what I'm talking about. Oh, wow. All right. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to set you over there. In the you probably going to have to be in the waiting room. But guess what? They got recliners. I made sure I'm treating my people right. When y'all go over there, you can sit back and chill. Grab your glass of wine. No liquor.
I do have a question for you. Your male therapist, does he kind of resemble somebody that's on TV that's got a big old boulder head that you can see exactly what he's thinking, but he sounds country?
No. No, he kind of reminds
you
of
he works for Oprah.
He kind of reminds you of Mr. Rourke. Okay, just a little younger. Okay.
Okay, I can deal with him because he used to sell them Chrysler Cordobas with rich Corinthian leather. So I can deal with that. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Lord, mercy.
Some things will be breaking down on the road and everything. So, but okay.
Really? Really? Wow, my son was thinking about getting one of them. Okay, well, I'm
no,
getting
you don't need them.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, I had two Chryslers and I had issues with them, but they were like, old issues. They weren't something that came about. I don't really much deal with Chrysler anymore. Buick and Honda are my top picks. I love a Buick. I love a Honda. Never had no issues with them. But let me put you over there in the third office. One love, one mic.
You're welcome. One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic, my friend. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
We go from a C-34 music to a Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
All
Welcome
right.
Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing, Auto?
I'm doing just fine.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
I need therapy.
That
man is
the right place.
Probably the exile.
Man.
Yes, my brother, the exile, the stand the man.
Yes,
I'm telling you,
from
the poetry I've been hearing, people must have been having a hell of a week.
Yes,
yeah,
they are bringing it.
I need some therapy myself.
I hear you.
In the right place, honey. You are in the right place. What's going on with you, Otto? How you been?
Well, you know, there was a special friend, a woman I cared about, and, you know, you don't kick nobody when they're down. And when you are, like, when I came from a truck driving job, and I thought that I had the job in Kansas City, there were loopholes. And which I felt like I was done wrong, but, you know, it's me against them. And, you know, like getting on top of the bunk, I did that. Even as a big man, I got outside the truck. I done everything that was asked of me, but yet I was sitting home. But I already had a plan B, so I was good. I said, oh, you know what, I'm thankful. I'm still alive. I still got a chance. Go somewhere. I did not want to talk about negativity. She called me, brought the negative vibe. You know, I care about her, but I don't like that mouth. You know what I mean? I don't like a woman. Well, I don't like a woman to talk to that much. You know, I'm not saying not express herself. But I'm talking about like nagging. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like all that. So, you know.
I get it. Oh, I definitely get it. You know, it's a fine line between getting your point across and just becoming fucking annoying and bitchy. So
yeah.
I get it. So I'm trying to tell you, I'm
you know what I'm talking about.
I love the way you put that.
I'm so serious. I understand. Yeah, you know, it can get you to point, and I don't condone violence at all on anybody's part. But sometimes certain women can make you want to grab them by the throat and just shake the shit out of what is what's
you know what?
You know, so I get it.
I get it. I'm scared to say that because I don't want women thinking that Larry, Miss Automatic Church Mag is a woman beater because I'm not. But, you know, I was frustrated because when I look out for a woman, I go all in for a woman. I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to fuck with you, I'm going to fuck with you. If I'm not, I'm not. I'm
I
not
hear
lukewarm.
You.
You know?
I hear you. Yep. I get it. But some people can just, you know, they let that little devil run free that's inside of them, and there's no consideration. No thought for the person that's on the receiving end of that shit. So I get it. Trust me.
Yeah.
I've been there.
So,
I understand.
You know, I got a freestyle about that. You know, it's like Land Never Color. I wrote a song about it. You want to hear it? Here you go. You know?
The mic is yours.
The mic is yours, man.
This freestyle poem is called A Very Cold Day. I remember the first time I met you. Your smile was full of energy. A mystery reopened. Outspoken, your pretty eyes. I thought that I could love you. I thought that you'd be my friend. But I guess everything just dragging all over again. Thought that you'd be there. Don't kick me. See if I love you unconditionally. I even said that maybe you could be my wife. But I guess that the single road is just there for me to walk on. No, the wife can't be you. Not for all the mouth that you have and what you say and what you do. I listen and take on that pain. I wish that you would just chill. But I guess it's real, like we had to just move on. And I remember your smile. Talking to my people and love that increased. Now, I don't hate your guts. I just remember a very cold day. A day when you said that I lied and I was just having words on fire like a complete liar. Thought that you would ride and just say, hey, our friendship would even kick in and say, hey, things would get better. But you wanted to keep nagging and trashing and bashing. That can't go well. And if I remember how good I was to you, the force of nature will probably go around your neck. because I couldn't stand the disrespect. But I don't go that route. I'd rather leave you alone. Because if I was in that and to keep hearing that and entertain that, I probably would have two bracelets on my wrist being in court. Talk about why I could not resist. Waiting on trial and waiting for my sentence because of your not appreciating me. But I wish you well. A very cold day. You were in my house. A very cold day. Freezing. But you remember all those times I had your back. Now go ahead and relax. I never judge you. Even with things that you have done, I never judge. Judge is not for me to do. Either I'm going to give 100% or nothing at all. But stand tall and still smiling. Tell your mom I said hi. Now, I thought that friendship would be as strong, but it's not. Thought that like a kiss was strong, but it's not. See, I need a woman who could be my friend and could be my lover all around like the sun, and you be my earth. But for what it's worth, a very cold day. So when you freeze, I freeze. But we have to separate each other so we could be warm. Even in these cold days, you are very cold with your words. But I must move on. Talk to other women that can warm my heart. A very cold day. You made me very upset, but I miss your friendship, and I wish you well during this long winter love. This automatic charismatic, the lyrical engine. Thing gets in, I'm all in, but I've been dry.
Wow. Wow. I felt that.
That does, man. That hurts when you still care, but you know you can't be there.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm good to somebody and they don't, you want to think, even if it's my homie, if it's my homie and he don't appreciate, I cannot stand people who don't appreciate nothing. That's a pet peeve. I can't stand that. That's a deal breaker. Yeah. I would break it off with a friend, and I definitely break it off with a woman that I care about.
Oh, yeah. It's selfishness. Nobody want to deal with selfishness, especially when the person, when you are a selfless person, you are a giving person. So I understand. Believe me, I understand. I felt that piece, and I can tell if you're still affected by it because I can hear it in your voice,
yeah.
Your cadence, your flow. I felt that, and man, it was sad, but it was a beautiful piece. It was beautifully expressed.
I would say, well, I moved on. You know, I told her straight up, if you ain't gonna appreciate me, you will be. You know, I ain't gonna rock with you. I'll rock with other men. Told her straight
like
up, I'll be with you as long as you appreciate me. Nope.
Okay.
You know,
you can't appreciate my presence, then you definitely going to appreciate my absence. Okay.
And I cared about her too much to strangle her, but she made me act mad. She made me, if this makes any sense, she made me act mad, but I like damn, if I choked the shit up, but I would never do it because I cared too much about her.
Yeah.
You know
when
what I mean?
You care
like,
that
like,
much about
the
somebody, you have to leave.
Was like that,
yeah.
But my physical nature would never be like that.
Right. I get it. Oh, I understand. I definitely understand. Wow, that was deep. That was deep. Yes, and a lot of us have been there. You know, people take advantage of you. And you are giving, and you do the right thing in a relationship for the person and to the person, and they turn around and they just, you know, they give you shit in return. So I get it.
Right.
I get it. You know, And for your sanity and their safety, you leave. So I get it. Get in. That was an awesome piece, Otto. Thank you. Oh, man. I truly appreciate that.
And since this is all going through this, I might as well go ahead and bring the whole liquor store to
see, there you go and left. There you go and left. You going to make me ban you from the therapist's office. See, he's so hard-headed, Stan.
I'm going to be like T-Fox. I get around.
You
cannot
use
I'm going to be like what they really want from me. You know what I mean?
No, you can't do that. You're going to get me in trouble with the state board.
I didn't say what DMX said, but I'm just, you know what the song is.
I know the song.
So, you know, I'm bringing alcoholic beverages.
No.
Bringing some Tennessee whiskey.
I'm sending a message over there right now. You're going to get locked out.
Whiskey to my buddy, Stan the Man.
All right, stand and hold it for you. You have a drink when you leave. All right, Otto, thank you very much for calling in. Thank you very much for that piece, man. That was awesome. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. On to the next.
There you go. Thank you, buddy.
Wow, that was, man, Stan, that was a beautiful piece you did. It was melancholy, but it was still beautiful. I guess you can say beautifully melancholy. Can you say both of those in the same? Okay, well, beautifully melancholy. Yes. Because I can't say it was sad, but it was a good melancholy. I really dug that. He made you feel that piece tonight, man. That was really, really different than what he brings, because he's more political than anything and conscious. And that was pretty deep. Ladies and gentlemen, it is almost 10:15. You have until 10:59 to call in before you get cut off, especially from the Blog Talk Lady. If you are streaming online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press that 1 to be heard. And I see a couple people in here. I see you listening, but you ain't got your hands up yet. But that's okay. That's all right. No pressure. But we would love to hear your pieces. We've heard you before, and you ain't no stranger. And the door's open. So put your hands on up. Anyway, let's go on to this next caller. We got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. I love these names, man.
I know.
Hello. How you doing, Joe? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good evening, La Perla Negra. Stan, how you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing very well, Joe, and it's good to hear your voice.
Oh, likewise.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with you? How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's one of those days, kind of up and down, but yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
well, you know, just current events and stuff like that kind of bring me down sometimes. I shouldn't let it, but it does. So that's about it.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I can dig it. It's hard sometimes not to let things get to you, but it happens. We human, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good. I've been hearing you kind of frequently this past week on Epiphany, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it because I kind of, like, miss you doing, the pick up the pen and being on the Soul Cafe and everything. Don't think I forgot, because I remember when you was on there. You know.
Yeah.
So it's a treat to hear your voice again, and your pieces are fire. They are dynamite. You ain't changed. You've already gotten better, man. It's all good, too.
There you go.
This is a treat to have you calling in here tonight, man. Sorry, excuse me. I'm having hot flashes, so I got to drink some water. Jesus. I am. It's no fun over here.
Yeah, y'all can hear me okay, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're fine. You are crystal clear.
Cool.
Trust me. You are crystal clear. Yes. Awesome. I know you brought something. Well, you know what? Yeah, I know you brought something for us. And whenever you're ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Double O Cops, License to Kill. The police be boys with a license to ill. Here's a phrase from an old page, and this text matters still. What's the point of training to subdue one twice my size? I'll just clock the Glock and watch the life leave their eyes. Why set up scenarios to test and train my mental? Everyone's a suspect, it's just that simple. Every gesture is a threat. Every command is disobeyed. Why study the law? Because we'll perceive it our way. Law enforcement is a business with strange conflicts of interest. Prosecutors and defenses often hang out on weekends. The right to remain silent is taken quite literally. No one even cares if they see you killing me. Was the grind on his mind? What did he see? Or was he proposing to his bride on bended knee? Mama, please, I can't breathe. See, it puzzles me. Are we born to struggle posthumously? Living history is rarely written off facts. Experiences in the trenches is where we got those knots. Four on a cot at your auntie's house. Bang, bang, baby, who got shot? Watch out. Who got mistaken for anything other than what we're not? Innocent before proven guilty, it's because of this. Can you feel me? This miss on my Anthony Hitchin doesn't exist in this dimension. Shoot first with a built-in defense system. It's high tech, but when it comes to next, you're a justified homicidal criminalist. Gunplay is expected for the selected subjects. Once again, don't be shocked when you know you've already studied us. Question for a future felon. What's up with that backup piece? Four on one and more across the street? They did seem to be awfully touchy-feely. Officer, please, I can't breathe. What's the point of training to subdue one twice my size? I'll just cock the Glock and watch the life leave their eyes. Why set up scenarios to test and train my mental? Everyone's a suspect. It's just that simple. Every gesture is a threat. Every command is disobeyed. Why study the law? Because we'll perceive it our way. Law enforcement is a business with strange conflicts of interest. Prosecutors and defenses often hang out on weekends. The right to remain silent is taken quite literally. No one even cares if they see you killing me. Do the tasers not work? I'm back to the first line, you see. What's the point of training to subdue one twice my size? There are too many Barney Fife types living outside. Maybe in Mayberry, but the big city life have them acting real scary. No more shirt pockets, straight into the chamber. From security guards to park rangers, everyone's in danger. The rules and procedures precede you. Even when written, they elude and exclude you. For whatever you do, you better bet it's on you. Cameras don't matter if they capture your brain splatter. Your remaining family can climb the highest court ladder. Not guilty would be the verdict unless a brother pulls the trigger. Then that blue wall starts to crumble. Yeah, go figure. The cameras don't lie if it's you or I. If it's dim on film and high def, there's alibis. Calibration comes into play. Hesitation with a boatload of legal loopholes is negated. But they can make you out in the blizzard, I'm just saying. So give me a badge. Hey, give me a gun. Through the rules, I will thumb. It's like liking a poem, having not read line one. Double O Cops, License to Kill. Forget about any chance for appeal. Retraining is the answer on how to kill without protest. The most that will happen is a little tear gas at best. You can't rewrite laws that won't be followed. Even the obvious is hard to swallow. The law as it is very shallow. To the bereaved, it's just more sorrow. Retaliating kind, that theory's hollow. Hit him in the purse where it hurts, but then tomorrow, James Blonde will have another case, another city, another state. Just today, another name preceded by the late. Let's just say they've been killing us off the break. It's my piece. Thank you.
Wow.
Whoa. There you go.
Y'all just coming super hard tonight, and I'm loving this, man. Yo. Now, one live poll. We got a lot of conscious pieces being set up here tonight. And this is not set up, but set up in here tonight. That don't even sound funny. I would just say being set tonight. Man, y'all killing the mic tonight. I love that piece, man. Wow. Y'all telling the truth up in here tonight. Man. Wow.
I'm going to tell you right now, that seems to be a standard procedure now. It really does. In fact, the majority of times that I've ever heard of a policeman starting to shoot now, it's not one or two shots. They take that nine, they empty the clip, and they reload.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah.
And you're
ready
talking
to go
15
again.
Rounds. Going where? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, we're not talking about back in the day when they carried a .38 revolver. This is a 9mm.
Yeah. Hey, come on. They got a wide enough database. They know where everybody is, so stop playing.
That's what I'm talking about, okay?
You can wait.
They know
you can wait. You know where everybody is, so stop playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one live poll. Man, I'm loving it. Man, that was pretty awesome. Wow. Well, Joe, you know, it's always an open mic here for you. Always. Don't be a stranger, man. We look forward to hearing from you again. And thank you for that awesome piece.
Yeah, well, that's up. You know, I wrote that, like, in, 2014. I just revised it a little bit, but ain't much change about it.
That's what I mean, man. Why the hell is this still even relevant? Why are we that dumb?
Yeah.
I'm getting into wonder.
You know what they say?
Used to be
the
long arm
change.
Of the law. Now it's the strong arm of the flawed.
Okay. But you know what they say? The more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's totally
true. There you go.
It's being proven every single day.
Yes, we let it.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Some of us don't stand for that shit, though. But, you know, it's still an uphill battle, but it's a battle we're going to win eventually anyway. So, yo,
we're
thank you so much.
Days too.
Yeah.
We are. You know, I've actually been through a few towns out here where you look on the door and it says, anyone wearing a hoodie, when they enter this place, has to pull the hoodie down so they can see your face.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, you can walk into a bank and the security guard will insist you wear a mask. That's how weird shit is.
Yeah.
That's how ass backwards this thing is, okay? Hide your face, but uncover your head. I mean, it's just,
I mean, that's what they robbed bikes before. You know, they put the bandana over their face and boom, boom, boom.
That's
it. Now you better have it on your face or they'll throw you out the door. Yeah.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Okay. It is craziness all around. Crazy. But it's
Perla Negra, Perla Negra. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry about the background noise. I knocked something over doing my piece, but, thank y'all, man.
That's all right. I didn't hear nothing in the background while you was reading it. It's all good. I'm going to set you over there in the therapist's office. I got a female therapist right next door. So if you want to, you can go over there and talk to her, okay?
What's her name?
Her name is Stacy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll speak to Miss Stacey. Absolutely. How you doing, Stacey?
she's ready. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Wow, what a night.
Whew, that was, I'm going to do this one more time real quick and before we open up this next mic.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. Let's say we open up this next mic up. Let me give him the phone number one more time. This is Epiphany Radio. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press that 1 to be heard and participate. We'd love you, too. For those of you, like I said before, if you are streaming online, you have just about a half an hour before 11 o'clock to call in. Because after that, you're going to be cut off and you won't be able to hear the rest of the show. So let's open up this next microphone to Kendrick. Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Yeah.
Kendrick, how are you doing tonight?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
We're doing
great tonight.
Yeah, I
see.
How are you doing?
Got the mic blazing.
Don't they have it blazing? Man, they're handing it back to me, and I can't even hold it because they got it smoking. It's hot tonight. Oh, God, coming through with these pieces. Yo, what's going on with you, Kendrick? What's good, bro?
Oh, my goodness. What a week. I have been dealing with this, not just work-wise, mm-hmm. but just personally, like, outside of work. And, of course, you heard the news about Shock G, who passed away, I think, on yesterday. Then another hip-hop legend passed. I can't remember, is that Black Rob or something like that? And then, of course, DMX.
Yeah.
Man, and I think there's a couple of more that had died this year so far. It's like the legends of the storm just died off, man. And they all in their 50s. That's the crazy part. And I'm just like, man.
Yeah, the great ones are being called home.
Yeah. And then today, I had to bury my uncle on today. He passed away on last Tuesday. They had his funeral on today. So we dealing with a family loss on my side of town. So that's been rough on me. So, you know.
Wow.
I'm hanging in tough, though. It's just, when you have one of those family members that you're really close to, that you grew up with, that, you know, they mean something to you, it has a different effect on you. And I can say my uncle, Johnny Ray Jones, he was definitely that type. I mean, the man was, you know, he was a businessman and he was a loving, caring, you know, dad, brother, you know, you name it. He was that guy. And, you know, I miss him dearly. So I'm praying for my family and I just want y'all to continue to pray for me and my family during this time. So.
Oh, most definitely. My prayers and condolences are sent to you and your family. And I mean, all of y'all say my prayers all the time. Sorry to hear that. Yeah. Wow. Man, I'm glad you called. You let us know what's going on, because, you know, we got some prayer warriors up here in Epiphany. Trust me.
You know it.
It's a lot. We pray with power up in here, okay? Whether you want to or not, you're going to feel it. Believe me.
Huh?
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay? Oh, trust me, honey. The spirit is strong within. Believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't even get me started. I'll give you a whole sermon up in here. That ain't what it's about tonight. Okay. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to? Because I know you brought something awesome. You know I'm a fan.
Yep.
So,
yeah, I definitely brought something. The piece I am about to do now, oh, my goodness. Have you ever, I don't know if anybody has dealt with this. It's like when you've been out of a relationship for a while and you just enjoying the good life and you got that one that just all of a sudden just comes out of nowhere and trying to lure their way back in or try to lure you towards them. And they're on their side, it's like it's totally jacked up, but they want to jack your stuff up because you're in peace and they try to disrupt that shit.
Yeah.
Well,
they pick up on your energy.
Those are the queens of offensive rebounds.
Okay. They pick up on your good energy, and they want in on it because now they know that they're missing out on something. That's how that happens. That's exactly how it happens. But you keep right on moving. You know, keep your energy protected. And do it like it's a closed bank account. They can't deposit nothing in there. They can't get in there. That's how I do. Let it bounce right back at them, okay? But, yeah, man, I've been there, done that, got all the memorabilia, trust me. Yes, I got the T-shirt, the watch, everything.
Lord,
yeah, honey, it ain't no joke, but yeah, that's how it goes. Unfortunately, that's how it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep it moving. Stay positive and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all right. Trust me. I know.
No.
Oh, yeah. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I appreciate it, brother nigga. It's a trip to me that someone from my past still trying to stir up some shit. And I'm not trying to get in your ass for some stuff that you're holding on to. Baby, why are you trying to bring me down? Because you choose to leave me. Every day I'm counting my blessings, thanking God for giving me another chance to be a better version of myself. Still learning, still growing. And you're still mad for what? The fire is dying down in your love life. And you want to lure me over to get it going? No, thank you. I'm good. Why disrupt my peace with your chaotic ways? After all, God had to keep me away from you because his wrath ain't nothing to play with. Please, Lord, spare her. Fix my heart. I don't want to have a hatred spirit. You love me too much to be a shell of myself. You claim to have a good thing with this deacon. Let him lay hands on you. After all, his tracker is on you. Because if you cross me again, what you want from me will never come forth. Only hope, joy, and peace. Because you got to understand, my baby girl needs to see her heavenly father prove me. Not a better father who's still grieving from a love that died in the hands of a former lover. That's that peace.
There you go.
Wow. Wow. Y'all just giving me doses and doses of truth tonight. Yeah. Strength is coming through in these pieces. And truth at the spitting. Yeah. Deep. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So much. Man, we appreciate you coming through with that piece. Thank you so much. I'm going to set you, it's still kind of early, so I'm going to set you over there in the therapist's office. You can choose which office you want to go in. I got my man's over there, and he pretty much treats everybody, but everybody's kind of meeting Stacy now. And she's pretty nice. If you want to go over there and talk to a female therapist, you know, put your feet up, take your socks off, and all that good stuff. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all. Have a great one.
Wow.
You too.
So much. And I think I'm going to take a music break right now because he was actually the last caller. So I'm going to play some songs. And after a couple of songs, I guess I could do another piece. Can you do another piece for us, too?
I think I can manage that. Yes, I can.
All right. We'll be back after these songs.
All the steps to follow close right behind. it only when you feel the pot is empty that it's gnawing at the corners of your mind. I will ask you for mercy. I will come to your blind. What you see is the worst me, not the last of my kind. Oh, oh, oh. In the muddy water we're falling. Oh, oh, oh. In the muddy water we're crawling. You know we'll have to raise the sense. I will ask you for mercy. I will come to you blind. What you see is the worst me, not the last of my kind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back from that music break. All right, we have approximately 15 minutes. Well, you have approximately 15 minutes before 11 o'clock, and you will be cut off. You are streaming online or want to call in, period, to 319-527-6300. Press that 1 if you want to be heard. And that is it. Stan. We do a couple more pieces for everybody since we got a little bit of time left. You want to go first? Or I think I'll go first this time. You went first the last time. Since we got to save the best enough. For last. Okay.
Oh.
All right. I call this One Day I'll Say I Love You Again. I
Mike
want and deserve. Thank you. I want and deserve the perfect love from me. But it's hard to forget the sting of intentional cruelty. And his toxicity is what kept me from saying, I love you. Because I was too afraid of not losing my love. there is a way too much that resides in me for that to ever happen. But I'm losing myself again. I've learned some hard lessons over the past 20 years, like having my gentle spirit and forgiving, giving nature taken as a fear of saying no. I'm dealing with the verbal abuse accompanied by mental manipulation. Taught me to stay silent, to keep peace. Being locked and barricaded in taught me patience by having to sit and wait. Constantly being watched and reported on, sent about you, taught me to tread lightly and keep the same route. Chased down and blocked from going further taught me to get permission. And having my account empty taught me how to hide money. Having my vehicle sabotaged taught me how to travel on public transportation. Having poisonous herbs added to my water I skipped through the night gave me insomnia. And finally, being told constantly, it takes courage to wear your hair away from your face, and away from the mirror, and rested any vanity. He's gone now, and I'm good. And perhaps one day I'll say I love you again. And that's that piece.
Wow. I'll tell you what. There's something that people can do when they get close to your heart. If they get that close, and it's scary to let them that close because they can turn on you like this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Peace is from, I think we did, we were talking about toxic relationships. That was actually for, I think, Mojave's show one night last week, or a week before last, and I don't think I ever got to read it. But it kind of threw me off because I hadn't read it before. I'm like, wow, I thought it was something else. But, yeah, the majority of my relationship with my husband was very toxic because he was tyrannical.
Yeah.
He was narcissistic. He was very, what is it when you don't have the self-esteem? Yeah, very low, not self-esteem, but what's the other word? Insecure. He was very insecure and very, very controlling. Yeah, and it took me a long to realize, long time to realize it had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with how he saw himself, how he felt about himself, not me. And the fact that he was a womanizer, and among other things, I can't even think of the words. He was misogynistic.
There you go.
Of these things combined, and I had a part to play in it because I allowed it. That was the part that I played, but I didn't know any better because I didn't have any guidance. So that's just a lesson that I had to learn in life. And these things that we go through, they are all lessons that we must learn until we do open our eyes and see, you know, that ain't it. You know, but anyway, I'm going to hand the mic over to you and let you spit your piece. And then we're going to close out the show with some words with the people. So whenever you're ready,
okay.
The mic is yours.
Okay. This is sort of those early stages when something goes horribly wrong. This is called broken. Heart hardens akin to concrete dandelion, whose seeds too fragile for winds of change. Now encased in stone after a shattered love, inexorable, relief too far a thing. All the world crumbles as does trust. Ransom notes and love letters, one in the same.
In forgotten trunks, joy's memory trapped, devotion's words, less kind than leopards, hollow its name. My rage, regrets, I will paint shouting at cruel gods, choose fantasy over escape. On the fifth night I woke to numbing indifference, my solitude, my fortress, walls taking shape. In peace.
Wow. Wow, Stan. You know, sometimes I'm just left speechless from your pieces, because if I'm not enthralled in your voice, it's your flow. If it's not your flow, it's your words. I can never get all three of them combined together and just come with something to say, because all of that, each key, each part of it, just it captures my attention, but I can't help but focus on one particular thing. I try, but it's like your voice is over here, your flow is over there, and your words is over here, and I'm like, But your pieces are awesome, man. They really are. I love them all. And I truly appreciate them.
That seems to be in line with the way the evening is going. A lot of people just bringing it out here and just laying it out there. Poetic therapy, that's been it tonight. It really has been.
That is it. That is it. And that's that piece. Now, you got any closing words for our listeners?
I do. It's time for us to start recognizing that no matter who you are, where you're at, where you're from, all of it is irrelevant. We're all just people. We are just people. That's all we're given when we come here. That's all we have while we're here. We all get to be people. And in that, there is no difference.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you for that. We got one more caller, and I'm a fan of her, so I have got to open up this mic. Oh, come on, y'all.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
a couple more calls. Well, we still got a few minutes left, so I'm going to open up this next microphone. And I believe this is our precious, beautiful Bella. Welcome to the therapy. Hi,
hola.
Sweetie. How are you? Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
I just finished repotting my plants, so I was late.
That's all right. That's okay. You made it in before 11 o'clock. It is okay. It's okay. What kind of plants you potting?
I have a Mayana. They call it Mayana. Those are herbs, actually.
Okay, yeah.
So I collect them.
Oh, good. Okay. That's what I'm talking about right there. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to let you go ahead and get right into your piece. All right? And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. And the piece is titled Stitched. It's all right. And dry those eyes. I am not worthy of your weepy stares. I'm not as beautiful as the apparition your sight told you I was. I am wounded, an old skull weeping, and that is my name, the structure hidden beneath the cicatrix. I am nearly breathing but deeply atrophying. My voices, they are screams and whispers from infestation consuming my flesh. They are the silent lacrima escaping from my hemmed tongue, but I became strong for each and every thorny path I have trailed and will trail because I am still needed. Close your eyes, lend me your hand, pretend I am your sky, and slowly trail my stitched soul. Can your fingertips feel my edges? Now, trace the shattered constellations, can you feel the damaged embroidery of my pattern? Then palpate my blemished core. I can still sting and wound. This disfigured muscle neath my rib can lacerate the kindest touch. I am damaged from the flesh down to the fatty meat of my bones. My heart is tripled the way one can carry, and I am the ache slipping from your spine. From your pores. No matter how loud you cry and shout, it will not fix me. I will remain beautifully broken, an imperfection shattering in your arms. Now tell me that you still love me. Can you still say my given name without shame and say, I will never leave even if you ask me to? And whisper, remember when you wrote to me, don't leave me alone while I'm still dreaming. My stars are in love under the under the northwest sky. Te amo. And Boone.
Wow, Bella. You know what? I am such a fan. Even with your accent, that just makes it even better, actually, listening to you read those beautiful, beautiful pieces that you always do. It doesn't matter whether it's heartbreak or if it's about love. They all are beautifully done by you and wonderfully written. And I so appreciate you calling in and sending those pieces for us. Stan?
That's beautiful. It
Thank
is.
Thank you, La Pedra.
She does an excellent, her flow of her words. You know, like you said, irregardless of the subject matter, she just has this incredible, and her images, I love them. Bella, thank you.
Yeah, she does. She paints a beautiful, beautiful picture. The imagery is awesome. You can see everything that she's saying, all of it. You can almost smell the air there and hear the sound because it's so beautifully done. Thank you so much, Bella. I truly, truly appreciate that. And it's always, like I said, it's always an open mic here for you. So don't be a stranger, sweetie, okay?
Thank you very much for you guys, and without you, I think without this show, I will never, you know, this is my new breathing pattern because reading and writing poetry helps me breathe, and so thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
Your pleasure.
Oh, yes. You're welcome, sweetheart. All right. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic. Thank you.
That was awesome. We're gonna squeeze Just Jay up in here real quick.
Oh, hey, no, don't do me no favors. I'm gonna squeeze you up in here. Okay. Well, I guess I ain't doing nothing else, you know.
Just Jay, hey, you're here, man. You made it.
Welcome.
I know. Thanks a lot,
Stan.
That's how you supposed to do it, Stan. That's how you supposed to do it. You ain't supposed to like, well,
you
hell. Fuck, you know, yeah, he is on the line, ain't he? Is he still there, y'all? Oh, he's still there? Nah, I guess. Let me. Hey, we press the time, Mr. King. You got anything to say? If not, it's cool.
It's all good. It's all good. I just want y'all to get in here before 11 o'clock because, you know, after 11 o'clock, you ain't going to be able to get in here.
I
now,
heard you
talk.
Tell a young lady,
this
like, well, you're the last person. And I had to make sure I had press one.
<That's>
like, wait
thing.
A minute,
you
man.
Just press one. I wouldn't have said that if I'd have seen your hand up ahead of time, but I didn't.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you cover
my yourself. Phone. You know what?
Whose
see,
phone
see
is
how they
this?
Do me saying. See how they do me, Stan. See how they do me.
Oh, no,
yes,
no,
I
no,
do.
No. I am never a part of the them crowd, as you already know. So don't even try to run that. So I don't even know who they is while we talk about see how they do me.
Because
they might do me the same way.
I'm going to take my word.
Yeah, that's why you got
to
hang with
them in the fake, man.
You're a mess.
Man, what's been going on with you, bro? You been all right?
Yeah, busy,
hello?
But all right.
All right.
Many broadcasts I want, but I made this one.
Man, did you ever get that front end taken care of on the car, bro?
Oh, God, yeah. Finally got that up in there.
Man, I cannot be a mechanic, man. There's too many moving parts, literally. Too many moving parts.
Oh, Lord.
I wouldn't have minded it so much, but they used some kind of a thread locking glue on this thing. We actually had to use a 20-ton jack to break some of it loose.
All right, all right. So you just lost a 20-ton jack.
That didn't do it. We had to go to the heavy duty.
All right. Ain't nothing like that heavy duty, man. There ain't nothing like heavy duty in your life, Stan.
I ain't got a nickel in that dime. I don't.
Let's talk about
that
heavy duty.
How you been?
Been all right. Been all right. It's been interesting. It's been interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
I've been. Yeah, I've been moving around a little bit. Is that what you about to say?
Okay. I've been checking you out over there on the poet corner. What's it called? Poetry corner? A poet corner?
Yeah. When you coming over there?
You out over there? I'm always over there. I'm a lurker. I told Joel the other night that he's like, come on. I'm like, all right, when I get comfortable enough to show my face like that, I will. I'm I got to get my nerves up. But I got some of my family over there.
Cut it out.
But you. Look,
cut it out.
I got some of my epiphany family over there, so I might be able to breathe a little bit better once I do come on.
If anybody can show their face anywhere. Don't have me start running down the line on the people that show their face, not just on the fourth corner.
I'm gonna get on there one day. I gotta get my nerves up. Until then, I just fall back and observe and enjoy the pieces that I hear from y'all, and I'll check out.
You ain't got to do no pedicure for it because it's all from the chest up.
See. My pedicure is done. Okay, I stay with a pedicure, so it don't even matter.
But put your feet up on the table, man. Yeah, whatever you got to do, man.
Lord have mercy. Lordy. Oh my goodness. All right,
thanks,
darling. I know you brought something for us to listen to. I know you did, and I am a fan. So without further ado, the mic is yours.
All right, well, we can talk for a second. I had to walk past all the dogs and all the rest of that. My wife is starting to get worldwide with all this poetry jab that I be doing with these folks. Y'all people.
I hear them dogs.
That's the one. I know. Hey, Stan, you got to give me a phone call, man. I've been asking for this phone call for like 7 months now, man. I got to talk to you, man.
Okay, man.
All right.
I will get you to make a phone call.
All right. Here's the piece right here. To a little fish, the phase of the moon that is unsurpassed would definitely be the warm incandescence of the honeymoon. Its warm orange glow has rejuvenative effects. It can make the old run and the wise very foolish. Every endeavor is ever plausible. Every possibility possible. Although the laws of physics are unchanged, but yet on these nights lunatics jump for joy in this rain of reflected sunshine. Fish become entranced and do their ceremonial dance. Their antics haphazardly give life a chance. Hormonally driven, they stare lustfully into each other's eyes, and their bodies shudder. For tonight, we let unbridled passion while being hooked and pulled from the stream. As the catcher of fish run their fillet down the seam for the taste of one small thing, leaving the fish to mend its wounds while being gently set back into the stream, carrying the luggage of one having been butchered, in the hope that the next honeymoon would not be a dream. In peace.
Oh, man. love the metaphor.
Man, I was
love
talking.
The images. Oh, you killed it,
talking.
Man.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah,
it's just a man funny. Who ain't been fishing in a long time, Stan. That's all that
is, bro. Oh, Lord. Thank
well,
you.
Well, it came out
Johnny,
in some beautiful poetry.
Child, I'm good. I'm about to fall asleep, so we're going to have to cut this short.
Oh, no. That's the worst thing in the world, man. You got to go ahead and ride it out. Ain't nothing but stamina.
Well, I ain't riding nothing but the pillow I'm about to get from the head to. Okay? Because I'm sleepy.
You sound like poetic. You sound like poetic when you used to have dates. Oh, look at the time.
You know what? Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I got to get to bed, y'all. You ain't got to go home.
Yeah, you ain't got to go home, but I'm getting the hell up out of here. Okay, so you can stay here with the Blog Talk Lady if you want to. Okay. Oh, man.
All right. Well, Stan, yeah, she's leaving us all by ourselves, bro. So,
I'm going to send y'all right over to the staff's office. They working late hours tonight. So whatever else you got to get off your chest, you're going to have to tell my therapist. I got a female right next door to the male. So, yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
you got choice over there, huh?
Yes, she did. Yeah, she did.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all. I done filibustered long enough. I believe I done held y'all as long as y'all can be held.
No, I have mercy. All right, Jack. Thank you for calling, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I almost did. Hey, y'all be easy. Much love, too.
You too. All right. Oh, man, Stan, this was really, this show was awesome. I can't wait to listen to the playback. I really can't because these pieces were dynamite. Every last one of them, they came through and left the mic smoking. Man, what I'm going to say tonight is thank you, everybody, everyone that called in, just even if you were just listening and didn't put your hand up. My callers that were streaming online, everybody, I want to thank you. All the poets that called in and gave those magnificent pieces, I truly, truly appreciate it. And I just want y'all to keep loving on yourselves. Get that good relationship going inside with yourself. That way God knows that you're with him because he's in all of us, okay? And continue to love one another as well. We don't have enough love going around out here. We got too many people not getting past arguments and these disagreements, and we're just holding this crap in and holding it against one another. Let it go. Let it go. Let go and let love flow, okay? And, you know, still practice your social distancing. Stay safe. Wear your mask because this germ out here is ugly. It does not care. It will catch. It'll get anybody, okay? I want y'all to get healthy, get right, plenty of water, okay? Get you some vitamin C, large doses of vitamin C. Get your dark green leafy vegetables. It's got filled with iron and protein, all right? And I love you guys. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. So the iceberg never broke, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
but a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just know, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, when does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall? And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good. Even though I've got hood in, don't mean he won't redeem you. No!
It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.